advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
I always wonder, somebody messaged us and said they were a new listener and there are like 20 episodes in. I'm like, are you starting from the where we are now, or are you
podcast
listeners start from the beginning or the middle? Like, how to podcast? I don't know.
Matt Mitchell started current and then started like listening backwards and forward. I was like,
that. Oh, so he's doing like the new ones.
I don't know. I'm probably
ones,
fucking
like,
that up. Yeah. He was doing something weird.
Kind of like
he's coming
like
forward in
life.
Order, but then still jumps current, yeah. So he doesn't miss stuff. So he's like always chasing it, depending on how much time he has.
Yeah, I always wonder that. You might post that. Maybe somebody started posting the group or something. Because, like I said,
is Dave boycotting the microphone or something? What's happening right
what
now?
What is happening? You know, you're on.
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong?
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway,
I'm going on natural. All right.
I like it. Yeah, I always wonder that because
you're like the lambskin of podcasts.
There has not been a podcast that I wanted to.
Is that better?
Oh, we missed a golden laugh.
Go,
with that lambskin joke.
Go back.
Oh, bring it back now.
I bring it back now.
All right.
Yeah, because there hasn't been, like, if you listen to Joe Rogan or somebody,
right.
You can kind of jump in.
Oh, you can jump in
where
anyway,
the
yeah.
fuck ever.
Yeah.
And I guess kind of on our stuff too, there's a lot of inside jokes and stuff that started way back when, but you could pick up on them, you know,
But lambskin, all natural, that's gold day one. You don't have to jump back to that. There's no lead up for that.
That wasn't an inside anything.
Mm-mm. It was inside at one point.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Lambskin joke, dick joke, inside, condoms.
No.
Joke, inside.
If you have to explain it, joke. You have to explain it. It's not.
I got it.
Yeah. Like I said.
It didn't penetrate. That one.
See, that was good.
That was good.
Yeah. We're just on different comedy levels, is all.
It's fine.
It's okay.
Styles, not levels. Let's not put levels on it, okay?
No, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's what I meant. I didn't mean like
superior
or lower.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
It's just different.
Right.
It's different.
Right.
Different.
Some are better, some are worse.
So, yeah. It's like we have our good days
Crane
and our bad days.
Crane style defeats cheetah style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's no defeating though.
Cat's claw.
Different audience. Different
yeah.
audience.
Yeah.
It's what we all have here. It's three of us and we all have different audience.
There's
it's kind
of
weird because we're on one show.
We're all good looking.
Yeah. Yeah. Charles in charge.
No, that's from Houdini.
I don't know.
Houdini what? The movie? Show?
What's
song?
Rap group?
Oh, I don't know.
Old white brand.
I am.
Somebody dared to say that because he's hanging out with us, he gets to go to tier two white. I beg to differ. He stays tier one.
Freaks come out at night?
He doesn't know. We've talked about Houdini before and he doesn't get it.
If I heard the song, I might know it.
No.
I don't know.
You might know Freaks that come out at night. I don't think you know anything else, but you might know Freaks.
I also don't have a Prince pillow hanging from my nightstand. So
no,
my nightstand.
Yeah.
Dave's got one on his nightstand.
Dave has
too,
one
though.
On the nightstand too.
Yeah. Mic stand, nightstand.
I also don't have a Prince pillow. You know what I was watching? Oh, did you see that video I tagged you in?
I don't think so. The
Michael Jackson wrestler?
No.
Oh, fuck. If you guys haven't seen that.
I wouldn't know. I didn't get tagged.
Nah. Well, you don't like wrestling. Why would I tag you in a wrestling video? But it's fucking, it is absolutely great. I'll have to show it to you. But it's fucking Michael Jackson, like an impersonator, but he's a wrestler. And he fucking
should all of our fans check it out? Is that good?
Yeah, they could. Yeah.
Even if
you like
wrestling,
yeah.
If they're not
but
wrestling?
If they like Michael Jackson, But he gets him like in the DDT, you know, the headlock, you know, backward reverse headlock, and he fucking moonwalks and then fucking DDTs the guy. Damn. It's fucking great. It is fabulous.
Are they just with some like backwater outfit?
It's some bullshit. Yeah, like small federation.
Oh, fuck, Michael Smackson.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Was it on Facebook or what?
Yeah. I tagged you in it. Let me see if I can pull it up right now. What do we got going on today? Brent, you do that while I do this.
Hi. So, for real though, I didn't want to jump in the beginning. That Green Spot is fucking amazing. If you haven't had that Green Spot whiskey, that shit is amazing.
I haven't
amazing.
Had it in a while.
You should try it. Whiskey ain't dirty.
Do I have a cup?
That one's probably cleaner than anything. Come on, bro. Whiskey ain't dirty. Dirt's vegan, to be honest.
Yeah, it is.
But that's from Frankie Lopez.
Vegan, to be honest.
Yeah. I'm being honest. If I'm being an electrician, dirt's vegan.
Right, here
you can
go.
Quote me on
here
that, man. That killed enough time that Dave's going to watch the fucking wrestling video.
I'm going to watch it while I drink with... Oh, fuck.
That's impressive. He's pouring with one hand, watching with the other. He's distracted.
Oh, my God.
He's going to heavy pour.
It's great.
Ooh.
It's funny. It's funny. It made me laugh.
You're going to spill that. You're making me nervous. Slide it over here.
That's so fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
That's giving me such bad anxiety.
You want to see it. You don't like wrestling, but you'll be impressed by it. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, the moonwalk DDT is pretty fucking legit.
That is pretty good.
So do we have a question while I'm drinking this Green Spot?
The question is, do we have something to say about Ellie Kateko?
I don't know.
A winner?
Where'd Larry go?
Who's that Larry? Really is good, man.
It is really fucking good, right?
Holy shit. Yeah. It's like green apple, like...
I don't know. It's not sweet, though. It's not
caramely.
Sweet.
No, it's not sweet at all.
Where the fuck is Larry?
Who's Larry?
Where'd he go? That's what I'm asking.
Is Larry Pigeon?
No.
Larry who?
Larry. You're telling me. Dave?
Are the engrams not?
I don't know. I want to know where the fuck Larry's at.
Engrams? What the fuck did you just say, bro?
Nothing, dude. Don't worry about it.
All right. You fucking motherfucker.
Cousin Larry?
Anyway, you guys might know this name. Brent Hand has a question.
Yeah.
Brent Hand?
Brent.
That guy's cool, but he's dramatic. Every time he walks in the room, it's fucking hysteria. Just fucking constantly. He's fucking old, too. He's probably like 51. Like, fucking old to be playing around, hanging out with people like that.
Brent Hand, he plays in a women's softball league wearing a wig, has yet to be suspected of being a man. His claim to fame. Says,
he's got
why?
Robert, he's got Robert Paulson's as well.
Why do we have hair? And do you think at some point it will change, like the look of our hair?
Alien grays, duh. Sign of the times, man. That's what happens. They're from the future. That's us.
Once, you think we're going bald?
Yeah, once everybody mixes, man, the mixing pot happens, everybody turns to a different color. You know what I mean? Huh. It's like Halle Berry squared. It's beautiful. A beautiful new color, man. And then it just keeps happening.
Is that a
Halle
racial,
Berry,
was that a racial joke?
Her kid, yeah. Her kid has an Asian husband.
Why did you turn to George Bush?
I don't know what's happening.
I'll tell you what, and man. I'm not accountable for statements that come out of my mouth if I'm talking in a character. I didn't even say this shit.
Stamens come out of your mouth?
Stamens come out of my mouth, man. That's like an important word
come
to
out
put
my
together
mouth.
In the form of sentence.
Come out of my mouth.
To represent bam, idealism bam, in which I may not support or even actively believe.
Come out of my mouth. Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, man. That's all I'm saying, man. If you put all the crayons in a fucking pot.
God, someone in the world has chosen this episode to be the first one they want to listen to. And they're never
magical.
Gonna.
That's what happened, man.
This is magical.
You put all the crayons in a fucking top ramen pot.
The awesome thing is somebody out there loves history. Uh-huh. And someone out there is like, oh, fucking sweet. I've never heard of this podcast. They're doing Caesar. Like, I wrote my dissertation on Caesar.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, Dave. It's gold right now.
And right now they're like, I thought this was a podcast about Julius fucking Caesar.
Yeah.
Dare you?
Yet they didn't know it was about juicy Caesar salad.
That's right.
That was premature segueation.
Yeah.
That was good.
Over.
That was good. Anyways, all the crayons melt, same color. We don't have hair.
What are you talking
from
about?
The
crayons and colors.
I'm saying hair's going to change. Brent Hand. You forgot about the questionnaire.
No, I didn't.
All my fucking
but I don't know why I went to Holly Berry.
Because I fucked up a couple words and you guys went off the fucking rails.
And you drank a fucking Mountain Dew all of a sudden.
I don't have any Mountain Dew.
You do. Mm-mm. You just drank some and then turned into Mr. Crowns.
I did say crowns. It's one I battle. McDonald's and French fries and Disneyland, that all gets mixed up into one pot too. It's like a bunch of crowns in a fucking top ramen pot. My brain can't make sense of it. It doesn't want to come out. what is anyone even talking about?
I haven't. I like how you say anyone as if other people are rambling incoherently.
Yeah. Hey,
I love myself. I can hang out with me all day. That was purposefully said. What's that word?
Purposefully said. Yeah.
What's going on?
That's what I want to know.
Who gave you that shirt, Dave? You don't know, you jerk. I don't know either. I can't remember the name. Nice, but they got married.
It was a nice man and his wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very beautiful couple.
Yeah. I love the shirt. I wear it all the time.
He has the human. It's what's for Donner. So thank you to the people that gave that to us. I can't remember.
Who made
names.
That quote? Oh, fuck.
Was it you?
Yes, it was.
You think so?
It was.
There's proof if you're lying about it, man.
What kind of proof?
Lying? I don't need to lie.
Pref. Pref.
Fucking 80 proof.
This is bad.
I like it. This is where I thrive.
So, right here. This is golden. It's fine. I'm just fucking around.
Where the fuck did Larry go?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Larry thing threw me off a little bit. I'm not drunk. I'm fine. I was just being silly. It's fine.
All right, you're just Gene Silly.
Yeah. Gene Silly. You know him, man? It's Gene Simmons' cousin, man. By marriage, of course. Gene Silly.
What the fuck is happening? I'm so confused.
I can keep it going if you
I'm
want.
All hopped up on grapes and green spot and no one's making any sense.
Do your impression of Dave eating grapes. It was.
He was doing it. Yeah. He was fucking smacking
laughing
and shit.
And
yeah.
Like, not really talking.
He was eating grapes and it sounded like he was eating out an Asian.
He was eating grapes in agreement.
Yes.
To what we were talking about. It was a very sling blade. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Those were fucking good grapes.
Yeah.
I guess. Jesus Christ.
You're making mustard and biscuit noises while eating grapes.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Fuck. Anyway, our school member of the month. Did we talk about El Yucateco yet? No, we haven't.
Started to. You guys started talking about
You were the one fucking
Larry.
Babbling around. I mentioned, I asked where Larry was, and you guys
mix
acted like you didn't know.
It's like Aileen Gray, man. Put a fleshlight on it.
So Bob's a bank teller, originally from Illinois. You can tell this by his unusually soft hands and metrosexual look.
Mm-hmm.
Bob loves shopping at Target, trying different suntan oils and for the tanning bed. He's looking for a tanning sponsor. So if you're in the industry and you'd like to get in touch with him, just give us a call. Get in touch
we'll
with
put
us.
You in touch,
put you in touch with him.
Yeah.
So
I got a guy.
You got a guy.
Yeah. Gator beds. I'll DM me, man. Let you know.
Plus, gator beds.
Gator beds, yeah. Your eyebrows are on fleek.
What the fuck is happening? You fucking idiot. I have no idea. What is going on right now?
I haven't understood the last 13 minutes of my life.
No, man. There's some George Bush shit happening right now. Prescott Bush.
Fuck. No, because we're not in on it. Prescott Bush, we were in on. Like we were joining you in the conversation. This one, fucking eyebrows are on fleek for gator beds. I have no idea what is happening. Things in this world.
I'm good if David just gets shit together giggling over there.
Yeah, I know. He fucking starts it.
Be a professional.
Fucking grape eating motherfucker.
Jesus.
It's your grape crush.
Can we get a redo?
No.
On what?
This is it.
No.
This is it.
I didn't draw any land. Can we redo the show and I'll just start with six cards?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You guys, I didn't tell you guys. I've been giving out 3 magic cards with every package that's purchased.
Have you?
Yeah. Somebody had spare magic cards that they were getting rid of, and I said, I will take those. And
did you look up prices first?
They were definitely checked because he did not want them. Look in Brad's eyes. Hey, if it's a prize, it's a prize, man. They might use it as a bookmark. It's up to them to look it up. They might get something great.
Prize.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't even look at them. I just put 3 cards.
Well, if you get
package.
Magic cards, you look up the prices on them because...
You're welcome to go look through there, but I'd rather you not. They're upstairs. I'd rather just give them away because if there's something good and it happens, man. Yeah.
We could sell it and give it to charity, though, or me.
They could sell it and give it to charity. That's up to them. I did my karma. I gave away the value. Sell it to Dave or me.
That's what he said. He said give it to charity, or it was in parentheses, or me.
Yeah.
it was a ninja or me. That was nice.
Anyway, I don't need it.
I'm on my best behavior for the rest of the show, I promise.
Are you?
Yeah.
I think you're fucking lying.
Did we talk about El Yucateco and how delicious
it is? No, we didn't. Yeah, I'm waiting.
We've said it a few times.
In your mouth?
Yeah. I do love it in or around my mouth.
You didn't have
a
prize to give away or anything we can give away right now?
I do have a prize.
Can we make up for the shitty intro?
No.
To the show? We can't. But we can try by giving away a prize.
Yeah? You want me to give away some?
Yeah, give away something right now.
Oh, my face is tired. My face hurts. I want to, but this
killing
this
me.
Name is going to cause craziness if I have to say this fucking name.
Okay.
M. Knightonish.
M. Shyamalan.
Yeah. AKA at Blondie913 on Twitter is getting a sticker pack and now a bottle of El Yucateco hot sauce.
That's a dude for sure.
I don't know.
Bob Atwood's friend. Send that out.
So Frankie Pigeons will contact you. Random prize drop in the beginning of the episode.
Yeah. You never know. You never know. The end, the middle. Doing them whenever the fuck we want, really.
Right.
Because why? It's our show. We don't have any parameters.
No.
No outline to follow. You know, we most of these other shows. You know,
I'm not wearing underwear right now.
You got the Change Your POV podcast where they give you this fucking outline of things they want to talk about. You know, Sam Culper and his show with a printout of things to talk about. It's bullshit.
Notes.
Printout of things.
That's weird. Why is my face? Why do I have like fatigued cheeks? I've laughed in my life, my entire life, a lot of laughing.
I told you you look sick last episode.
My cheeks should be fatigued.
Your cheeks look weak as fuck.
Am I low in potassium?
Yeah, fucking weak cheeks. Mm. Yeah, weak cheeks. Your cheeks would start getting fucking numb and sore sucking dick about like 4 or 5 seconds.
Well,
for sure.
I'll try to avoid that.
We'll test it out later.
How hard will you try?
It's real hard.
Yeah. I mean, my willpower is strong.
Yeah.
I haven't had a carb since 92.
Yeah. He hasn't had a gag reflex since 92 either.
Brad's throat bubble's just getting excited right now. Just thinking about dicks.
One more history major just turned off the podcast.
That's our goal.
That is the goal.
We don't want history majors to call us out on our shit. Yeah. Actually,
you said he was Spanish and he wasn't Spanish.
Well, here's the thing. I picked the topic, Julius Caesar. And I picked it because I've been watching a new show on Netflix.
And you like Caesar salads.
And
what?
I like Caesar salads. I don't love Caesar salads.
Oh, you like vegan ranch?
Actually,
I like Caesar
Cardine, an Italian chef.
I like
the Caesar salad.
I like.
Where's your history guy?
I like Caesar salad, but with ranch dressing. I don't like the Caesar dressing.
I like Caesar the dog whisperer.
Caesar the dog whisperer is cool.
That is crazy.
I was fucking.
He makes noises.
No, he kicks him in the chest.
He does.
He fucking Spartas him right in the chest.
Yep.
I was watching a video on a hyper dog, and I was like, how do you calm the hyper dog? And he stood there, and he fucking did the hacky sack behind the leg kick to the chest of the dog. And I was like, damn. I was like, no one, that wasn't on TV.
Yeah.
I didn't fucking watch that one on TV.
No, he does that on TV.
There's a version of that where this guy with the weird thin mustache and fucking bowling shirts. Yeah. Like fucking goes over and battles cats that are all crazy like that, and then finally gets them to chill out and pets them.
Yeah,
weird.
Well, I watched that segment on there, and I was like, well, I already knew that move because that's how you calm a hyper child.
Yeah,
you just fucking kick him in the chest,
the side kick. Yeah,
yeah, fucking. It's like the one where you kick him and they don't know that you did it. Like, who just kicked me? Like that one,
right?
Yeah. So yeah, I gained a little bit more respect for old Caesar.
He's dope.
Yes, and he created Rome.
He did.
So it wasn't built in a day, though. It took a long time.
Yeah, it took him a couple days. Yeah. Seventh day he rested.
Yeah.
So like I said, there was a show on Netflix that I was watching, and it's kind of a weird show. It's like a variety show where they have like musical acts and stuff like that, but then they also like do this like discussion of history. Like interspersed throughout the show.
I'm actively holding back on jokes now. I'm actively being good.
Good.
It's hard. Like I'm resisting stupid jokes.
The show's been better
for it. Yeah.
I have to say it's been better.
Yeah, it has. Last 90 seconds.
Yeah. And it's making you awkward. Yeah.
But there was an episode about Cleopatra and Julius Caesar. Mm-hmm. And I thought that's really interesting. So I thought I should research Julius Caesar. The show
what about
is
Cleopatra,
called.
Though? Why wasn't it Cleopatra? Are you sexist?
I guess I am. I must be.
My thought was always, was Cleopatra hot or not?
Well, that, this show addresses that.
Julius Caesar is ugly.
The show addresses that.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's ugly. He's bisexual. Opinion,
if you look at like fucking old 50s like high school yearbooks, all the chicks look like they're 40.
Here's the thing, though. This
we've evolved.
This show, I'm just saying. The two younger hosts, Peabody and Sherman, travel back in time and they actually meet Cleopatra and get her to hook up with Julius Caesar.
Yeah, but that's like a depiction of it.
No, no, no.
I'm saying
Peabody and Sherman.
Sherman Peabody, as if I wouldn't notice.
It's the Peabody and Sherman show.
Yeah,
Mr. Peabody and his boy Sherman.
Peabody, the nerdiest names possible.
Well, they're smart.
It's the show.
Yeah,
it's fine. I don't have to like it, Dave.
Brent Hand didn't pick his name either.
I know.
But he's got a fucking nerdy name.
But anyway, according to their account, they went back and they met with Cleopatra.
So she's hot.
And she's really good looking, but she was like mannish and would spit and burp all the time. So they had to teach her manners,
etiquette,
so that she would win over Caesar. And I won't tell you how it worked out. Spoiler alert: that didn't work. But they do, you know, talking dog and his boy travel back in time. And I thought we should do Julius Caesar,
not Cleopatra.
No.
All right.
No.
I didn't want to do her anyway.
You think she was good looking?
I don't know. I would like to. I like to think of my baby Cleopatra as intelligent and good looking.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm. I think we've evolved. You can see in the last 50 years, you know, since photography, you can see it. I mean, maybe it's nutrition. Like you see some old ass cowboy pictures.
Well, she would have had the best
nutrition.
Scurvy
down and shit. I don't know, man. I don't think they were. I don't think you go back and there's chicks that you're like, man, you could just drop her. Like, I think if you went back and took someone from that era and dropped them in today's society, you know, even as an infant and raised them, you'd be like, that person's weird looking.
No.
That person's strange. No. They seem like, I think there would be something distinctively identifiably different. They would look different.
Yeah, maybe you're right. There'd be a pretty pure gene pool for one thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that we're really used to that.
Before the crayons.
If you say so.
The crowns?
Yeah. So Julius Caesar, one of the reasons that we're doing the episode to drop the day it drops is because Julius Caesar was either born on July 12th or 13th. So if he was born on July 13th, this episode drops on July
13th. I don't think he ever existed.
No.
To be honest.
You think they made him up?
I think so.
So he was a big badass. I was curious about Caesar in general. I know some stuff. I know a lot of the shit that I heard is probably, you know, not necessarily true. So I wanted to look into it. I really didn't know shit about him and Cleopatra, but I know there was something that went on there. So I was really curious to look into that. The one thing that I saw was that the word emperor in 30 different languages is derived from his last name.
It's pretty gangster.
That's as fucking gangster as it gets.
The month July is derived from his name.
Yeah. That's fucking, and he's the one who made the calendar.
Right.
That's like me making a calendar that's better than this bullshit calendar, and then June is just called Dave.
Yeah, I think it was based.
I like it.
It used to be based off of lunar cycles or something. Yeah. And he went and talked to astronomers and said, "Hey, how can we fix this?
Yeah,
like, add a couple days here, take a couple days back here.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Those are all lunar thing. You know, Moon Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Toon Day.
Yes,
yeah, it was all."
What?
Yeah.
I'm just stuck on the month of Dave.
Yeah. There's a month of Dave?
It should be. Once I conquer the Western world, I'll make June called Dave.
Well, you can be right after Brintuary.
Nice.
That's a couple months later.
Because I'm going first.
So he was, it's kind of, it's, this is a hard one to research. A, because there's so fucking much.
Right.
Like it's.
And you don't know what's true or not either. Yeah, a lot of it's embellished.
But a lot of it, like, ironically, the type of research we do for this show, when there's this much research, it makes it harder to research.
Yeah.
Because there's no just casual mention of something. It's like, he attacked who? Like, that's a country? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. You need to focus in on like eras, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, him and Cleopatra or the conquering of this or his childhood leading up to getting kidnapped by pirates and fucking joining the military and all that crazy part. Yeah.
So let's start with that. His childhood. So he was born to, it's kind of weird. Like the articles that you read, they say he was born to like an upper class family, but not a rich upper class.
They said they could
family.
Trace their lineage to the goddess of Venus right. or something. Yeah.
So the
but they weren't like all snooty and shit.
No, it's yeah. kind of like, I mean, I look at it much like the way, I don't know, I kind of viewed what I was reading about Roman politics kind of to be like Russian politics. Like the people who are in charge flat out control shit and make a shit ton of money on it, but no one really calls it corrupt. It's just
that's
this
how guy. It is.
Like, and the high, it's the higher up you get in politics, the more everyone fucking has to give you
that's
a taste.
That's why they stabbed each other in the back. Exactly. Shit, exactly. Hamlet style.
You so know, it's like, but you have to have been of the right type of family to even get into it. So yep. in the past, his family was wealthy and landed. And apparently at this point they owned a bullshit little strip of land. But the fact that his family had those ties meant that if he was ambitious enough, he could be powerful. But if you were just some like, you know, fuckface peasant, then odds are you're never going to get out of that because yeah. you can't rise to that occasion. So
but you can stop being a fuckface peasant. Just go to patreon.com/SofaKingPodcast and pledge a dollar or more and you won't be a fuckface peasant anymore.
Well played,
sir. We've changed this. We've changed the game.
We have.
It's not like it used to be.
We have. It's now a true democracy.
It is.
Yeah. Where if you give us money, you get a vote.
Yeah. Even it doesn't matter if you're a woman.
No.
If you're black, if you're white.
No.
If you're Asian in a tree hanging out with a flamethrower, it doesn't matter.
That's racist. Only Japs hang out in trees with flamethrowers, not Asians.
I didn't mean to be so broad.
Yeah. And that's sexist. They don't like to be called broads.
As a general rule of thumb.
I didn't mean to get so wide then.
That's, never mind. Go out all night. So Caesar was
fat
born
shaming,
to yeah. a group of aristocrats, even though they were not necessarily wealthy. Around the time of his birth, Rome was kind of starting to take a shit. Like Rome was,
it was in like shambles. It was yeah. almost like anarchy.
Yeah. And again, I think part of it is because of the nature of their politics.
Right.
Like, cause part of it was if you were a politician, you were allowed to be the person who would summon armies. So you would assemble an army out of fuckface peasants and they would go fight and you'd take a city and do whatever. They would all get a chance to raid. So whatever they got to steal, et cetera, they got to take
kind
home with them.
Viking
but they
status.
All had to kick yeah. up to you. Yeah. So if you were a politician, you had the legal right to summon an army. You had the right to go capture slaves, et cetera. Everybody under you would go and conquer and gain shit. And you would get a taste of what everybody conquered. So it just led to shitty wars that didn't need to be fought. Expansion that was not sustainable. Because people just wanted more money in their own coffers. Like Rome was kind of a shit show at the time.
Yeah, it was like Jerome didn't have any money. It was out of control.
Remember him, that motherfucker. So that's his family. And the politics was very expensive and very dangerous. It was fucking like everything about this is just nothing but Game of Thrones.
I thought about that so much.
It's just, yeah. they're just killing each other and fucking each other's wives.
And, midgets don't
and
last.
Maybe not.
Flipping bisexual and fucking the king. Like, yeah.
yeah. Just like whatever they have to do. And the politics was expensive. You had to have a sponsor.
That's
not,
where the saying when in Rome comes into
right,
play. You know what
right.
I mean? Just do what the fuck ever you
Yeah, I'd have
do.
A sponsor if you were getting into politics because odds are you didn't have the money because it costs money to raise an army in order to go make money.
Brent
so you
needs
had
a sponsor.
To, he does.
He's a fucking
very
drunk.
Much so. He needs his one day chip.
Yeah. You get your coin.
I'm sponsored by El Yucateco, man.
It's the wrong well, type
true.
Of sponsor.
We're talking about a different type
they're
of
They're not helping you.
Yeah, they are.
They're yeah. feeding you.
No, they're my A sponsor. This is awkward now. Yeah.
Sorry.
They need to help then. They're not helping.
You have a sponsor?
Yeah.
Where are they on Sundays?
Arkansas?
No, we mean do you have an AA sponsor?
Oh, not on Sundays. Sundays I drink.
Oh.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, I have a sponsor, yeah. but not in the afternoon.
Yeah, fuck that 7 days a week shit. Like,
I'm pretty sober from like 7 yeah. in the morning
yeah,
until
Sunday's
4.
Off.
Monday through Monday.
Yeah. I try to go a week, I'd fail.
So, again, even looking at his love life when he was young, he like marries and you like most of it looks like 16. It's all just power moves.
Right.
Like he's marrying the daughters of more important noblemen so he can get in with their families and get more money.
It was like Sala, his is family this, enemy or something.
Is this where yeah. we messed up? Like we could have married into like, you know, you upper echelon, yeah, you know, yeah. like people.
Right.
It could have been higher.
Echelon,
you
know. Check it out, fool.
Echelon, yeah. fool.
Come check out my echelon.
I made some good echeladas.
I want an echelon with green sauce.
My tia, she drives a Toyota echelon. It's fucking sick, fool.
That's what I'm talking about.
So he gets married once. His first wife passes away. He gets married a second time and it's the granddaughter of the Roman dictator. So obviously he's
right.
in fairly high circles by that point.
And he's afraid for his life. That guy, Sala, threatens his life. And so he says peace and goes and joins the military.
Right. And, joining the military, like
he says peace.
He does well,
the
though.
Military yeah, to yeah, go
yeah.
into war.
Yeah. Yes. But it, I mean, it's some crazy shit. Like you're traveling forever
in,
like,
a
fucking, in a boat on a horse, the clear across the fucking world wearing, to go
wearing
fight.
Wearing a fucking skirt yeah. with no underwear.
Yeah. yeah. To fight horrible wars with a sword. It's not like, oh, you're nobility, so you get to sit this one out. No, right. you got to fucking lead the charge.
Yeah.
Like, but it turned out that he was really good at warfare. He was really good at tactics. And that's the thing. Like at the end of the day, Caesar made the impression that he made on the world because he was a genius. He was a genius in tactics, and he was apparently one of the greatest speakers in all of history. Like people always talk about how Hitler could like win over a crowd, and that was how he rose to power in mm-hmm. Germany. Everything that I'm reading is that Caesar was like 10 times as good as Hitler at rallying a crowd, at convincing people to see things his way. He would get like mortal enemies to sit at a table together for dinner, and they would walk away in a truce, mm-hmm. like, you know, supporting him at the end of the day. Like he was just a fucking baller when it came to that shit.
Yeah, he had Jedi mind tricks.
He did have Jedi mind tricks. I wonder if he was a serial killer.
Well, he could have
yes.
been
yeah. millions.
Yeah, I guess yeah. that's true. But early on, he went and he studied his oratory under, and I have to admit, I got really excited for a second. He studied under, he went to Rhodes and studied Yagi. Under Professor Milan.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the L was a T, mm-hmm. and I thought he studied under Professor Moten. And I was very Matan, excited about
yeah.
that,
yeah.
but it wasn't. So anyway, he studies there, and while he's doing all this stuff, he gets kidnapped by pirates because pirates, again, the Roman Empire is in shambles. Piracy is a pretty big thing at the time. And
I saw a documentary that he was just like chilling with the pirates, kind of partying with the pirates. Like he was like, I think he was held captive for like 18 days
mm-hmm.
and he fucking hung out with them. And then they were asking for ransom and right. he was insulted because the ransom was too low, talked them into raising the ransom. And then when his crew came and paid the ransom, as he was like being set free, he was just like, been fun. I swear vengeance on you and I'm going to be back to fuck you up. Then he goes and raises a naval force, goes back, tracks the pirates down, captures them and crucifies them.
Yeah.
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 That's fucking cool. He yeah. hung out with them, partied, said, oh, that's not enough. I'm insulted. Raise yeah. my ransom.
But and the thing that was extra baller is one of the things that I read said that some historians think that the whole thing was a ploy and that they delivered this ransom that everybody gathered for him. And that the reason he was able to gather the naval forces that he gathered was because he promised them a cut of this massive ransom.
Ah.
So he was telling them to raise the ransom, knowing it would get raised, knowing
That's
that this entire
shit.
Fleet would be like, and by the way, this whole ransom is on the boat right now. We're going
to
split
pirates
it.
We need to kill.
Yeah. So then everybody was, that's like, he's
I'm
like,
pretty fucking sure. Yeah.
yeah. I mean, the guy knew what he was fucking doing.
Dude, Guy Ritchie should do the fucking, the heist movie with that. fucking scenario.
It's
fucking yeah,
bad.
That'd be cool.
But the, and he just like, if, when you read like some of the different tactics that he did, it's just some fucking baller shit. At one point he was, doing a siege against a city, in Gaul. And
oh, that's horrible.
There was a wall, like it was yeah. a walled city. And
it was the Gaul wall.
He ended up building another wall
and cuts them off from their water supply. That's yeah. what you're talking about, right? Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, you don't do that in a siege. It's like, oh, you got a wall? We'll build a fucking wall.
Yeah.
Now your allies can't get to us. You can't get to the water.
It forced them through like enemy territory to go around or something like that.
Yeah.
And then it deprived them of their water. So he just sat there and waited till they had no water and died of dehydration. And the ones that survived, he went and cut the survivors' hands off.
Yeah.
And let them live.
That's what you do.
That's fucking gangster.
I mean, this is before Jesus.
Yeah.
That's true. He built...
what sucks is those people weren't saved.
That's true.
They went to hell.
That's true.
He built a 400.
It had to be scary living in those times because your dates were counting down to something. And you didn't know exactly. Why.
You didn't know why.
You're like, why is the number getting smaller? Why am I getting closer to zero?
This shit.
And then most people
it got to zero, and it's like nothing happened.
And they were like, "That's weird."
Yeah, what happened? Why is it one now?
Huh? Weird.
Yeah, I call it bullshit.
I want to see the what. How did they really count that? Actually, now that I'm joking and admitting that I'm unintelligent,
we should do that in Jawadism.
Just start counting down.
Yeah, just start counting down.
Yeah,
a date.
There better be a comet.
It's 2018.
Could some be. Nikes.
But he built a 400 meter long bridge across a river in 10 days using 40,000 soldiers.
Remember we told that story in the Rome one.
Did we?
Yeah, they fucking go. He builds that bridge and they're watching him fucking do it. And they're fucking hammering stakes into the fucking bed of the river. And they build a fucking bridge across the river, walk across, fuck up the villages, march back across and take the bridge back apart.
Yeah.
You don't remember that story?
I do now.
Yeah. And there's fucking video of like how they did it. They show this computer animation and it was fucking insane, dude. Dudes were just fucking hammering wood. The engineering behind that.
Yeah.
Fucking put it in to make it work like that.
And they wonder how the pyramids were built.
Yeah.
And this shit happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Other things that he did that were just in the badass camp were that once he became super powerful, he wanted to he was the first person to hold what was called a Namakia, which was a gladiatorial battle that instead of being fought on the land was fought in water. So he had boats built, put in water, built an arena to surround the water. And there were 2,000 combatants and 4,000 rowers, all of whom were prisoners of war. Yeah. And they were forced to fight to the death in a naval battle for the crowds. I mean, that's
just, you just get bored with the land, you know, the tigers and the lions eating
6,000 motherfuckers on boats killing each other.
Yeah.
And then
that's now that's entertainment.
Then they had 6,000 people to clean that shit up.
Check it out. Yeah. You got, you got 6,000 UFC fighters fighting to the death.
Exactly.
It was their form of getting painted into a corner.
That
they're
shit.
All, damn it. Who's going to clean this up? We've killed them all. Everyone's class gets knocked down one.
Move the boats.
Another thing that made him a big badass was that he fed his troops pickles.
Yeah, he thought it would give him vitality and power or something fucking weird.
He was nicknamed...
I mean, that's why I eat pickles.
I'm picky about pickles.
Classics. Yeah. I want them crunchy.
I only get the only refrigerated ones. Yeah. The cold ones only.
Oh, yeah, you can't eat them
hot. So fucking good.
I don't like them ones in the bags either. Those things are...
Oh, no. Those
they look like...
Fooey.
There is a new one in a bag, though, but it's kind of like ridiculous.
Oh, the little
Ziploc bag one. Yeah, those ones are fucking good.
They're delicious.
They're already sliced.
Yeah, but those ones look like...
But it's
the baby in the jar.
It just seems
No, those are horrible.
No,
I don't want to talk about. They're like in a little black bag and you tear the top off.
Yeah, those
are fucking delicious.
But it would be like you're making hamburgers and it's like a fancy thing. Like I'm going to get, because there's only enough to put like pickles on four hamburgers.
It's like a perfect amount for a sandwich as far as.
Dude, I looked at, you said you had the Impossible Burger?
Yes.
They have it at three places in town. I have to go try it. I watched a bunch of shit on it.
Yeah.
The Impossible Burger. These motherfuckers got in the lab and figured out like what makes beef taste like beef. Mm-hmm. And they figured out that's this thing called heme that like has iron in it.
Heme.
It's called heme. And they figure out that, these fucking soy plants have it in the roots, but we couldn't possibly have enough soy plants to do it. So they like genetically engineer another plant to have more heme. And then they take that and they figure out what is texturally giving it this fucking protein, you know, texture to make it when you bite through to make it snap and all that shit. Yeah. So they find all the plants that have those properties and then put them together and the fucking thing tastes like a real hamburger.
No.
And actually
me and you, let's do it.
Yeah. Because the tofurkey did not taste like
fucking
turkey.
Is the one that it tastes so much like meat that vegans don't want to eat it.
Yes.
Oh.
It's
meaty. That is
it bleeds.
I take it back. I haven't had that one. I had one that's a store-bought one. That one you can only buy at restaurants because the FDA won't approve it because they use a genetically modified yeast.
And they voluntarily submitted their stuff to FDA, even though it wasn't required, but the FDA said they don't have enough information to say that it's safe to consume that much like soy and
heme. If you eat one, you're fine. You eat one, you're fine.
Yeah, we're not going to die from one.
But they passed it to be sold at...
I think Eureka Burger might have it. And then there's like two other places in town. There's three places in town to have it.
I'll do it.
Yeah, I need to try it.
If it's garbage, though, I'm yelling at the chef. Whoever the fuck made it back there,
no.
I'm making a fucking scene. I'm flipping a table over and I'm kicking somebody in the neck.
No, that's it's the one that you're right. A lot of vegans are saying that they don't want to.
I don't think they remember what beef tastes like, though. How can you say it tastes too much like beef? It's plant.
I don't know.
It's plant-based.
Yeah, I don't know. It bleeds. It literally bleeds when you cut it in half and squeeze it. It looks like meat.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy.
Food coloring.
I don't think it's food. I think it's all plants. It's like all fucking good.
It's like fucking rhubarb. Fucking rhubarb squeezes out of it.
Or something, yeah.
Right.
You see, how's that going to taste like?
I don't know, man. It's the heme. They figured out what is in there that you actually taste, and it's iron, and it has some weird
reaction. Yeah, but that's garbage meat, though. Like, if you can taste the iron, I don't know.
I don't know until we try it. I'm
like people buy the Costco tri-tips, and like they're tender, but they just don't have that taste. Like, the taste is wrong. I don't know.
No, I'm curious to try it. But anyway, he gave his people pickles.
I wonder if let's just eat human. Can we eat human?
Probably not.
Let's try it. Would you eat human?
No.
We got it. Come on. If we got human. No,
that's gross.
I got some right now. I just have to find a spot that won't show in my bathing suit.
No, that's gross. He was nicknamed by his enemies the Queen of Bithynia because he had a homosexual relationship with the King of Bithynia.
Right.
Again, just little things that he would do. He used reverse psychology because there were four legions of mutinous troops who hated him because they didn't have back pay. And he used some fucking crazy Jedi mind trick.
And they volunteered to fight Africa,
To fight for free.
Yeah.
Even though they still weren't getting paid because he was just that big of a fucking baller. So
he's all, no, you don't want me to pay you.
But
what?
He goes,
yes, I do. No, you do want me to pay you. No, I don't. Give me a sword.
Yes.
Off to Africa. That was easy.
But he rises through politics again, just craziness, fucking this post to that post to this post. And it's all just a bunch of fucking
posts.
Money and corruption and
a bunch of posts
and craziness. But he ends up forming what he calls the First Triumvirate. And it's him, a guy named Pompey, and then Marcus Licinius Crassus. And the three of them are basically the top,
the three-headed monster.
Yeah. They're the ones that basically are ruling Rome at this point.
Crassus is rich and financially backs it. Yep. Pompey or Pompey, however the fuck you say that. It looks like Pompey.
It looks like Pompey. I remember in the HBO show Rome, they called him Pompey. So I don't know.
They also called Aang Ong in Airbender. Get the fuck out of here, M. Night.
That's true.
Yeah. But anyways, and then Pompey has the army. And then, as we know, Caesar had the fucking charm. He had the Jedi mind trick. So their powers combined, he said, we're better allies than enemies. And he made like a 5-year deal that they would stay together and work together.
And they said that Crassus, the one of the triumvirate, they say he was the wealthiest man in the history of Rome.
Yeah.
So that motherfucker had
that's
lot of money
rich,
and a lot of fucking corruption behind it, I would imagine. But so at this point, Caesar does one of the things he's most famous for, which is the Gallic Wars.
Right.
And he goes.
The Gallic or Gaelic?
Gaelic, I guess. But it's Gaul, which is now France and Belgium.
French.
French.
It's only gay if your balls touch. That's so right. If your balls
Man,
touch, it's Gaelic.
Can I get some French with them fries?
But he conquers Gaul, folds it into Rome. And
he doubles the size of the territory.
Yeah. One of the big things that happens, though, with all of this is he's getting. I mean, again, every place he conquers, he gets richer and more powerful.
Right.
So he's getting increasingly more powerful, and he
starts to worry the other two.
Right. And Pompey has another army, as well. And when he's returning back from this conquering, basically the Senate votes and so forth, and they basically send a courier out and they say, they tell Pompey and they tell Caesar, you both have to disband your armies. Neither of you are coming back to Rome with that army. That is a threat to the Republic.
Right.
And
I think the other thing is Crassus dies, right? Crassus dies, and then he knows that if he comes back, like this, they say basically, disband your army and return home until your second fucking term or whatever. And he's like, fuck that. If I go back now that Crassus is gone, he's like, the other guy, Pompey, has a fucking army. So he's like, they're probably just going to fucking kill my ass.
Right.
Because did Crassus get killed, though, or did he just die? I think that's what happened.
I can't remember what happened with Crassus. He was killed in battle in Syria.
Yeah. So. And there's something else where they killed Cleopatra and fucking someone else.
That was later.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, he decides not to return home in the fashion that he was going to, and he brings his fucking army back.
Right.
Which is actually, I guess, he crosses a river, the Rubicon.
Yeah.
And that's actually where the term point of no return comes from. That's where it's derived, because they said, do not fucking bring the army back.
And there's across. Because of the other side of the Rubicon was Rome.
Right.
And they told him, you cannot bring it back. And then even when I was briefly and horribly and failing at studying Latin, one of the terms that I learned is a Latin term called that's alia acta est, which is the die is cast, mm-hmm. which reportedly, as soon as they crossed the Rubicon with the army, that's what Caesar said.
Right.
Like, I just threw the dice.
Right.
We'll see how they land.
And I think they tried to
there's nothing I can do now.
Like, Pompey and his army to get rid of Caesar, actually.
Yeah.
Yep. But instead, he's scared of Caesar and he flees.
Right.
I think
and then
he ends
Caesar
up
chases him.
All the way to Egypt or something, and he fucking gets killed. Yeah.
So I'm confused. Mm-hmm. So I read three different serial killers. A description of what human meat tastes like.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's chicken.
Right.
The other one said pork, and Jeffrey Dahmer's obviously filet mignon beef.
I've heard pork more.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really curious.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've been watching a lot of Gordon Ramsay, various different shows of Gordon Ramsay.
Hell's Kitchen?
Fucking, I watch Hell's Kitchen, 24 Hour, and Kitchen Nightmares.
Oh, Kitchen Nightmares.
I'm watching them all. Yeah. I'm even watching this fucking like video channel on YouTube on just how to make fucking scrambled eggs, like just however he wants to do it. But there
fucking
was
an idiot
episode. I fucking love him, dude. He screams in people's faces. Yeah. I love that dude. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's so awesome. Some of it's a little uncalled for, but I see his ultimate goal.
It's not. No,
that's
it's
the
not.
Thing. I know what he has in mind. Ultimately, he makes them fucking cry and break down. They appreciate what's going on and they realize they're fucking wrong.
Right.
And then Gordon Ramsay's right. But
that's right.
He fucking has this like chef that's like a gangster chef that's singing fucking Diamonds on My Fish in the fucking restaurant or something.
Yeah.
And he realizes all the food fucking sucks. He's like, taste this shit. He blindfolds him and the sous chef and puts down filet mignon, chicken, mm-hmm. and pork, and fucking says, put it in your mouth and tell me what it is to the fucking gangster chef.
Right.
And he puts chicken in his mouth and thinks it's steak. I was like, what fucking kind of chef just chewed up some fucking chicken breast and thought it was steak? Like, how the fuck? He gets them all wrong.
Like, if it had said turkey, you're like, okay.
So he puts the sous chef in charge and makes him head chef and fucking demotes the other dude. But then the sous chef can't, spoiler alert if you watch that episode, he fucking freaks out, can't take the pressure and fucking quits. Gives it back to the gangster. But even though the gangster can't tell the difference in meats, I don't know.
That's very weird.
Yeah. Should have stuck with pickles.
Anyway, what were you talking about? I'm sorry.
Serial killers, meat.
Yeah, I have a problem.
Right. Meat.
So this is what ends up landing him with Cleopatra, because that was the part that I was the most curious about. And the whole, like, the Cleopatra thing is like just a series of the most fucking crazy hardcore baller moves fucking ever.
Right.
Like, so he chases Pompey and his army to Egypt, and when they get there, the army had been hiding out in, I believe, the city of Alexandria in Egypt. And when Caesar gets there, the ruler of the city comes out with Pompey's head.
Oh shit!
Because they killed Pompey,
right?
And they say,
they
"Hey,
like
Caesar,
either.
We killed Pompey. Don't." Fuck us.
Yeah.
Like, because Caesar's here and he's going to fucking stomp a mud hole in our ass. And apparently all this does is piss Caesar off.
Yeah, because he wanted to fuck him.
And that people, historians argue about that. Like, it might have been because a lot of times people, like, as ruthless as it was when it was a Roman, he was amazingly forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was ruthless to the enemies. But if you were a Roman, no matter what, he tended to be very forgiving, give second chances, do all this stuff. So some people think he might have been pissed off because they were actually related somehow. And you killed him.
How dare you give me head?
Right.
That's what.
But it was like he wasn't gonna kill him, and he was pissed off. And some people think he was pissed off because they killed him, and he wanted to kill him. But either way, he gets there, and
probably had a question to ask him.
Yeah, exactly. He needed his password.
I'll never get into my Dropbox.
So he gets pissed off at Ptolemy, who's the guy who kills Pompey, and he swears he's going to kill Ptolemy. So he storms the city, and he's blocked by a crowd of Egyptians who are stopping him from killing their king.
Right.
But he basically confronts the crowd and talks him into letting him go
right.
with his army. Mm-hmm. And basically what he says is...
They're like, we'll let you go, but you just have to walk like an Egyptian.
Exactly. And he had to the whole way.
The whole thing.
But he says, basically, that guy owes me money.
Right.
The end of the day.
And they're like, oh.
That guy owes me 6,000 talents of gold. So you can't stop me. That's against the law. And they let him in. He gets in and does that. And... they end up doing all this stuff. A huge infight is going on in Alexandria, and Cleopatra sees that Caesar and Ptolemy are meeting, sees that Caesar is really hot shit and that she needs to befriend him. And the legend has it that she gets rolled up in a carpet and delivered into the castle because Ptolemy wouldn't let her
kicked to death by Genghis Khan.
So they bring her into the castle rolled up in a carpet, according to some people doubt that that's the way it went down, but that then she was in the palace. She got to meet Caesar. She ended up winning Caesar over because she was supposedly really good looking. And then the two of them became lovers. So
that was my thinking. Like what, like was she just better looking than all the other men looking women?
Your arms are way less hairy than hers. Yeah.
Or like, you know, we have a perception of what women look like now.
Right.
You know what I mean? What a good looking woman looks like, what, you know, somebody who's less desirable looks like. What was the case back then? You know, were they all, if we looked, like Brent said, you know, if we looked back, we're like, what the fuck? Like, but to them, they were attractive,
like a foot,
you know?
Right.
But the bottom's like a swap meat mannequin.
Bitch got a snaggle tooth and a fucking, what was, and a Patrick nose. No, what's the fucking,
Squidward.
Yeah, Squidward. Yeah, Squidward nose. The Squidward nose.
I don't know what that means.
You haven't seen SpongeBob?
Not really.
Man.
I mean, I've seen it. I don't.
You didn't know he lived in a pineapple under the sea?
I do know that much.
Yeah.
I do know that much. So Cleopatra's brother shows up to meet with Caesar and finds his sister like half dressed, kicking it on his couch. And then he gets fucking into a rage. And he's like, who the fuck do you think you are? Yeah, fucking my sister. And of course he's, you know, Caesar's married this whole time.
Right.
But apparently, and I don't know if this is what caused the rage, cause I don't know the timeline of the strange marriages, but I read later on that she was married to her brother. So I don't know if that's
more
why
Game of Thrones. Went,
exactly. Yeah, that's why he goes into a rage because that's like,
I want to fuck my sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to fuck your sister and then I want to watch you fuck your sister.
Right. So he ends up calming him down with his fucking Jedi mind trick and tells him to fucking chill. And he basically splits up the way Egypt's going to be ruled and makes everybody happy with the different things that he does. And during this time, by the way, he happens to impregnate Cleopatra with a son.
That son was the last pharaoh of Egypt.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
It's fucking impressive as fuck. But at a banquet to celebrate the peace and the love, he finds out that generals are trying to kill him. So he kills one of them right there in the palace and the other one escapes. And at this point,
Sandstock. It was like Woodstock, but it was a lot hotter and drier.
He ends up lighting fire to every boat in the harbor so that the army can't get in to
some Viking shit.
It is some fucking Viking shit.
He's fucking done some Viking shit. You know what I mean?
And it just gets crazy. Fucking Cleopatra's younger sister ends up leaving and coming back trying to kill him. And then they end up fighting. But their son, Caesarion, which means little Caesar, by the way.
So I just Caesarion section comes.
No,
from?
I think it was. I think it was actually Caesarion section existed before Caesar because the name Caesar is a derivation of the word cut.
Yeah,
so it's all
cotto in Latin. Yeah, means cut.
And so his name was Caesar. Little Cut or Little C, which is like a you mean my homeboy Little Cut?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying the Little Caesar's mascot.
I think Little Cut drives the echelon.
I think you're right.
He does drive echelon.
The Little Caesar's mascot.
And you know where he's from? He's from fucking Chicago.
He is. The Little Caesar's mascot shouldn't be dressed like a Roman. He should be dressed like a pharaoh.
Uh-huh. True.
Because that's Little Caesar.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But there's no Egyptian pizza. That's the problem.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Can't put pineapple on an Egyptian pizza.
Fuck yeah, you can.
You were quick to action. You were quick to action.
You know where you put pineapple?
Can you get a camel and pineapple?
You don't put pineapple on any pizza.
Yeah,
that's fucking no.
You really don't like pineapple on pizza. I'm not sure.
Why would I like pineapple on pizza?
I thought we were on board with that. I thought you were okay with it.
I am. I just want to make it.
You're weird for saying that. I was like, I'm pretty sure.
It's not my go-to choice. Yeah. Okay. The Hawaiian is not my go-to.
I like it, man.
Choice. But if it's there in amongst pizzas, I'll have a slice or two. Right. You know what I mean?
I'm
more of a combination.
But that is, I really do like
it. More of a combination. I like pineapple.
Creamy garlic combo is fucking killer, though. Like the white sauce combo. Yeah.
White sauce, yeah.
Even a Magoo's has a, it's not vegan, obviously, but vegetarian combo with white sauce. That shit is fucking ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good.
It's got artichoke parts on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm more of a combination guy. Yeah. No mushrooms.
Mm. I like mushrooms.
I'm all about mushrooms.
I don't think there's anything you could put on a pizza.
All about mushroom tips.
That's a right. He likes tulips.
What about anchovies?
We talked about this last time. I want to try it. I haven't had it. But if there's an ingredient on the thing, with the exception of wherever the fuck I was at, I think it was Magoo's, put broccoli on the fucking pizza. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
It was like fart pizza.
Yeah, that's
it did not work.
That's
it was all burned and shit because they put it through the fucking.
It's got to be. The thing is, though, I've had broccoli on a pizza where it worked. But it was a weird pizza. It wasn't like, oh, I put red sauce and mozzarella cheese and broccoli. Yeah, it was like it was kind of a funky
pepperoni
cheese
and
with
broccoli.
Like a, it was like a peanut sauce. And it was like a really weird pizza, but it was really good.
Like
it wasn't
Asian,
a traditional.
It was like an Asian pizza.
Yeah,
it wasn't the flamethrower to heat it
lamp-post
up.
Lamp post pizza. Lamp post pizza back in the day.
Lamp post, yeah.
Back in the taco day. Pizza.
Yeah.
You ever had that one?
Yeah.
It had fucking Doritos on it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was ridiculous. It was fucking good.
Doritos Locos Taco.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking delicious.
What I don't really care for, though, is like barbecue chicken pizza.
I don't like
it's
it.
It's too sweet. It's weird. Like they put barbecue sauce.
I like barbecue chicken. And I don't like barbecue chicken pizza.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah,
we're on par with like we're like minded about a lot of things like that. Yeah,
we just don't like. I just don't like avocados.
I'll take them. You get them on the, if it comes with it, and we're together. You get them on the side, man. I'll take them with a fucking spoon.
Oh well.
So the thing that Caesar's the most famous for isn't Cleopatra or the wars in Gaul or anything. It was it was the discovery of the camel leopard.
The camel leopard.
The camel leopard.
Mm-hmm.
Camel leopard.
He discovered it.
What the fuck is that?
The camel leopard. You haven't seen them.
It's a leopard camel?
They have the long necks.
Wait, a giraffe?
Gangly. Yeah. Some people call him giraffe.
Oh.
Yeah. Most people call him camel leopard.
I like that.
That was his claim to fame, was the camel leopard.
I'm sheltered. I had not heard it. I like it, though.
That's because it didn't work very well.
The leopard is usually fast and sleek, and it's a cat.
Yeah.
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 The camel leopard, I guess.
So after all this happens, when he finally returns to Rome, he's made dictator for life. And he starts to do crazy shit to reform the country, right? He starts to, he gets rid of debt from the country. He's reforms the Senate to get rid of a lot of the corruption that's in there. He makes it larger and he lets, more lower class people into the Senate. So it has a more accurate representation of the Roman citizens. He completely reforms the calendar. He changes the local government. He rebuilds two cities that were burnt to the ground during wars.
He publishes the first newspaper. You say that?
No.
Yeah, he published the first newspaper and I think wrote in it.
The first newspaper.
Newspaper.
They did that in the West too.
And he even West. Like he looks at a lot of his like previous rivals and invites them to like be part of the government and so forth. So he's like doing a lot to change Rome, even though he's a dictator. It doesn't seem like he's ruling like a dictator. He's got ultimate power, but he's kind of taking power away from the typical power structure and giving more of it.
The upper class doesn't like him.
No.
Yeah, the lower class does not,
and they never have.
Right.
Like they've never liked him and they never do, and this is what leads to his death. Because all these reforms.
Some John Snow
shit
happens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he ends up making too many reforms, and when he shows up to the Senate one day in the middle of March,
said that a seer told him too that he would die, like at that next meeting or whatever
on the Ides of
March. That was easy to see.
Yeah, yeah, there was like someone said he would die there.
Why don't we have seers now? Like the fucking weird people that are blind.
We do, but they all have matching Vikings. Tennis shoes and they look for comets.
They're
wrong.
Yeah,
we have them.
What if they really are on the end of Hellbop Comet? There's no way to know.
They could be.
They could be there.
We would have no idea. We'd have no way to know. We'd have to wait a long
time.
They're
up there fucking ghost ride the whip. Ghost ride the whip.
Just doing the running man and the fucking trail with their knives and shit.
Drinking Kool-Aid for eternity. Man, Flavor Aid.
So they assassinate him, stab him to death in the Senate to kill him.
23 times.
Because guns were banned.
Yeah, so that's right. Stabbed him to death. Which is it backfires because it ends up making him even more popular among the masses mm-hmm. and his reforms get more concrete.
I guess only one of the stab wounds was actually fatal.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were just like... I did it. I did my part. Like, shit.
And then one dude.
That way he could be like, if he didn't die, big, I stabbed you in the shoulder.
They were like, you weren't supposed to kill him. We were just supposed to threaten him.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And they said that while he was getting stabbed, he covered himself in shame because he didn't want anyone to see him in that position. Losing, like, he was worried about his social status while he was getting stabbed.
He should have stood up and took it like a man. Yeah. That's what he should have did.
Yeah.
Just fucking arms out. Just fucking took mm-hmm. it.
So he dies, and then shortly thereafter, his nephew.
He also, at one
his
point,
nephew becomes the next emperor, and the name Caesar sticks around. So there's a whole line of different Caesars that rule from him on. Mark Antony and Cleopatra end up together, and they fight with Caesar's.
They start a clothing line.
They fight with Caesar's folks, and then they both end up killing themselves.
Isn't Mark
after
Antony
they get
a celebrity
defeated.
Of some
he
sort
is,
of?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then Caesar's son becomes the pharaoh in Egypt.
Nice.
We skipped it at one point. I don't know when that happened, but he banished his daughter for sleeping with all the politicians.
Well, she was a whore.
His own daughter.
He banished her to South Africa.
She was a pants wearing whore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she wore pants. Yeah. Fucking whore bag.
Yep. So, and of course, a big thing is his sex life. It just seemed like everywhere, like I came, I saw, I conquered, and then I came again.
You didn't make the joke. I was going to.
He just, like, everywhere he goes, he has sex with the kings and queens, drops some seed pieces. And again, I have to think that it was tactical.
Right.
I don't think it was just because he was that horny. I think it was like, I made this motherfucker fall in love with me. They want the D. I'm going to come back. They're going to do what I say because they love me. And that's what I do everywhere that I go. Like, he was charismatic enough and flashy enough that he could win people over. And I think a lot of that was probably him winning hearts and minds so that they weren't going to want to betray him later. They'd be loyal to him because they love him.
That's why Dave calls his jizz Julius, Orange Julius.
Mm-hmm.
that's where this is going. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody who receives it becomes loyal to
absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I don't know. That's Caesar in a nutshell. He goes everywhere, kicks everybody's ass.
Nutshell's right.
That's right. Has sex with everybody, kings and queens.
Yeah.
And the whole thing with Cleopatra is weird because everybody in Egypt knows that she's with him. Everybody in Rome knows he's with her. They both have coins made that show them together. But Egyptian law.
What's their Brangelina name?
It's a good question.
Caesarpatra.
Yeah.
Cleaser, it doesn't work.
I like Cleaser. I like Cleaser. It works quite nicely.
Caesar Patra's kind of good too.
Cleolius.
I like Cleaser.
Cleaser.
I'm sticking with Cleaser.
What's that song they sing? Cleaser.
Yeah.
Africa.
They actually just remade Africa by Toto.
I know. Yeah.
So someone brought this up in the group, and I have to agree, but there's that whole theory of like how much information you dismiss all the time that doesn't ring your coincidence bell and you don't retain. But it does feel like our finger is on the pulse of society's fucking jokes. Like, we say shit and then it happens. I know there's other shit we probably said that didn't happen. I get that.
Yeah. But yeah, because like, how popular was Africa to want to remake it?
Right.
No, like Dave said that Africa comment, and then it was like slowly but surely you started to see those things where it's like the meme.
The thing
the thing came across the United States and it played all the fucking whatever on the piano, and then it played Africa. But then all the way up to the crescendo of fucking Weezer covering Africa.
Yeah.
And there was the thing with pigeons, and then the trash pigeon thing got big for a long time and all that shit came around. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of those things that we've done. The googly eye thing, when I was trying to spread the googly eye, there was some phenomenon that like people were spending so much money on googly eyes. A bunch of weird shit like that's happened. I don't know. The phone rings every time you get in the fucking shower thing. That's what it is really probably.
Is it?
Yeah. Every time you get in the shower, the phone's ringing.
Is
you
it or
that.
Have we just not been approached yet? You know what I mean? That's all.
The handshake hasn't happened.
Yeah.
I had a mason in the basement. What was he? 32nd degree or some shit.
Oh,
and he did not fucking ask. I was like, God damn, this guy. Do you not see how many whiskey bottles and how cool I am? You fucking ask me right now. He didn't ask.
That's 30 seconds pretty
and
high.
And he called that's me back.
33rd
about
is
like,
the highest.
Yeah, he called me back and asked me some more questions and shit. And I was just like, is he going to ask?
You didn't
ask?
Say the right shit.
I guess, man. I shook his hand, but I didn't have a handshake.
You don't have enough money is the problem. You know how much money you got to pay?
Yeah, maybe that's it. I don't know. Didn't happen though.
We did the Masons.
He's an interesting guy, and he avoided some like questions and sidelined some stuff. It was weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he had the ring on and everything. It was fucking legit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I showed him my dick. That's what you're supposed to do.
No.
No.
I think they're against that.
That's your problem right there.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you fucked up.
All right. Well, speaking of my dick, Egoteco is our primary sponsor.
It burns if you put it on.
Yeah. Don't put it on there. Yeah. Wash
Dave tried it on the mushroom tip.
Yeah.
He tried it on other people's mushroom tips, mm-hmm. and he likes it better on other people's mushroom tips.
Yeah.
That's way tastier.
If you're a woman, you're home alone, go for the pickles, not the Teco.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not safe. You will regret it. Put it on your food, not your crotch. So
even if you're just using the bottle, a little bit around the rim of the lid.
It only takes a little bit. Yeah. A little dab will do you.
Yeah. If it's new.
Unless that's what you're going for.
If it's new, you'll be all right. Yeah.
Even if it's brand new, it's scary. Just the transport. Something could have been handled. It came from a place with habanero fields and hands that have been handling that stuff.
That's true. Yeah.
Wash the bottle first. Yeah, put a condom on or something.
Yeah. Before you stick it inside of you.
Yeah. Do something. Sure. So thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. That is our primary sponsor. They're available at Walmart and Target. Target, Walmart. If you like the way that fucking sponsor shout out went down, you hit us up too, man. We'll take your money. We'll say your stuff. But it's going to be dirty. Dirty, dirty stuff.
Dirty.
Yeah. Walmart sex.
Dirty.
Targets in your butthole.
Isn't everybody's butthole a target for you?
Pretty much. You know what I mean? I'm aiming. What's up, Dave? Thank you to printdirtcheap.com. You can log on to printdirtcheap.com and use code SOFAKING to buy stuff and pay less than you would have. So go do that. Also, thank you to Daily Owned Graphics. They make our silkscreen goods, our t-shirts that are available at SOFAKINGpodcast.com in the shopping area. And also, we do have female shirts in various colors and various styles. So if you've been bitching and cutting the necks and arms out of our shirts all these years,
keep doing that.
You can keep doing that.
Yeah.
Make sure you post the pictures when you do it, man. Especially if you cut a bunch of it off. We'll look at it. We ain't going to like it. We're just going to lurk. You won't even know we were there. Also, thank you to Digital Creations for our heat press goods. We have mugs with various logos available at SOFAKINGpodcast.com in our shop area also. And last but not least, thank you to Dan Camarillo Jiu-Jitsu. You can log on to armhunter.com for instructional DVDs and apparel. My son decided it's too hot to do jiu-jitsu. He's just like,
fucking hot.
This would be the worst. He said, Dad, honestly, this is the worst time of the year to go back. I changed my mind.
So my knee's fucked up.
Yeah.
My rotator cuff is fucking blown out of the fucking proportion. It's fucked up.
Let's just start thumb wrestling, man. I'll do it. Me and you.
No, I want to go back to jiu-jitsu. And I hit up Albert, and I was like, hey, went no gi. And he's like, no, it's at 6:30 every night, like normal. Yeah. And I'm like, no, but what's no gi night? Like, is it gi or no gi? Because I don't want to show up.
To no gi.
But then I thought about it. I was like, do I just need to just go to no gi and just fucking do everything? Like, whether it's gi or no gi, just do it.
Let's just start dad jitsu, man.
We really need to. Yeah. Just so we can do techniques.
I don't break you. You don't break me. It'd be nice.
Yeah, exactly.
But we'll still fucking practice and we'll still fucking, you know, get the workout. I don't know. Yeah. I've been going to the gym, but I only made it
dad
2 days last week.
Dad jitsu would be pretty cool. We could start an Instagram with dad jitsu.
You know how that's probably exists. If you don't get it now, it's going to be Brad's reaching for his phone. That ain't live yet. No one's heard it.
I know.
But no, I've been going to the gym, but fuck, dude, I did squats and it wrecks me.
You said that. Yeah.
I know. It just quit hurting since last Monday or whatever. So then I went and did fucking arms and my fucking arms hurt. This is a new thing. Usually it's like the next day I hurt, the next day I could get back to the gym. My old man fucking status for recovery is fucking, I don't know what's going on. Maybe I need to eat vegetables, Dave. Is it the truth?
Yeah, you do.
I've been living stuffed jalapeno.
There's sweet. I might actually listen to this. There's the Dad Jitsu podcast.
Oh, there's your shout out.
There it is.
Nice. I don't know how good that is, so take it that with a grain of salt. Take it that with a grain of salt.
Take that. Boobity bobbity boobity.
Boobity bobbity boobity. Wop, wop, wop.
Was that your Julius Caesar?
My Julius Caesar. Fucking racist bastard.
You need to do social media, sir.
If you're into social media, if you have a smartphone, if you have a computer, if you have the internet, if you have the world wide webs, if you have webbed fingers, if you have webbed toes,
you can probably swim really fast.
If you span your ball sack out and it's webbed, if you have a big clit and it's webbed,
bat wing, Vienna sausage,
Colt hood on your clit.
Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed. you have Assassin's, if you have an Assassin's clitoris.
Where it looks like a
check us out.
Wearing a robe.
Yeah. It looks kind of like a seer that we were talking about earlier. check us out on...
if your pussy looks like Pan's Labyrinth, you got issues. That shit.
looks like a roast beef sandwich.
if your pussy looks like it's looking back at me,
man, like, fuck out of here. It's like a hot dog that got exploded with a firecracker.
Mm-hmm. he left in the microwave too long.
The microwave.
You hit 3 minutes instead of 35 seconds.
Oh, that sucks. I hate that.
Split open.
Yeah. It's so fluffy.
What?
Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at SofaKingPodcast. If you're on Reddit, if you're a Redditor, r/SofaKingPodcast. Join that. That is the official Reddit.
I've been on there a lot more lately.
I haven't looked on there, but yeah. We're giving that the official. That is the official Reddit because we're not getting... Yeah. That's SofaKingPodcast on Reddit. Check us out on our personal Instagrams at SofaKingBrad, at SofaKingBrent, and at SofaKingDave. Also, check out the CaptainS_SKQuotes and at Hilgenfeld. If you need any artwork done, whether it be comics, whether it be some font, text, whatever, he can draw it up for you. Company logos, all that stuff. Good dude. And also, if you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/SofaKingPodcast and... We have different tiers of donations. I think we're back on the, we're back on the normal viewing. Like we're not posting.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to try to go.
So this is Friday, but we tried. So if it didn't work out, then I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'll just flip to the main group. That's all I'm. Yeah.
So I think we should stop that.
Yeah. Just don't do it at all. Huh?
No, we just record it and post it.
But yeah, we do, for Patreon, we have exclusive merchandise, shirts that you can't get if you're not a patron. Yeah. There's custom whiskey glasses that are
and it's gonna get
our logo.
And we were talking about it's going to get hot and heavy. So
yeah. we're about to start doing some cool shit. Yeah.
Yes.
Scavenger hunt, mysterious games, secret passwords and codes, ID badges.
Packages arriving unannounced.
Treasure chests that are geocached. There's all kinds of shit going on.
If
you want to be a part of it.
Hair.
Yep.
Superman. Apache scalp job sandwich.
Yeah. If you're within driving distance, you might get supermanned.
Yeah.
Lock your doors.
Yeah. Hide your children.
We're Superman and everybody
that's
over here.
Right. Yeah.
that's it. The end song is Bunk by Stankface. Don't be a retard.
Shit. How the fuck I let them sell me some punk shit? That look like punk shit, I wouldn't touch it. That do no justice. Get in here like lettuce. Cause I'm getting lettuce. How poetic. Sin like medis. Sin symbolic. Off the man aesthetic. Spin like a cowlick. This is signed product with a chiropractor pin through your fiber optics. That's my prerogative. Tempt to use the AK with shit chaotic. Turn the anatomical model of human bodies. No anabolic been body, but the flow is like creatine. Creating water, throw them in it, then I increase the speed. Creasing niggas like jeans. Painted like a dog. Planet of the apex, I take the sex ball. City full of kings, but it also so savage. Cut to cohabit. Flow go go gadget. Causing the cactus. Strawfin', I strive for the very best. Tear threats, verify, wear a vest. Swear I kept secrets, very bottle like a fucking true ceramist. A due time, I'm out in North Sierra Miss. She a brick house like a pyramid. She on a period, I'm in her mouth like a spearmint. And my spearmint to stab you in the heart. Put you in a cart, wrap you in a tart. Rappers need to start realizing we gargantuan. Get intense regardless of what camp you in. Beast, that look like punk shit, that look like punk shit. How the fuck I let them sell me some punk shit? That look like punk shit, I wouldn't touch it. That do no justice. My favorite color's green, and my other favorite's blue. I don't even have to try when every other sentence make you question your profession. Guess a rap is not for you like this. What's red G? Put a playing card on the wheel of my 10 speed. I'm a badass, don't tempt me. Yeah, I'm just kidding. What? Hella stressed though, giving me a tense flow. Teeth marks all over my pencil. Spit a dope six and don't know how the rest go. Don't know how the rest go like this.
bitches. That look like punk shit. That look like punk shit. How the fuck I let them sell me some punk shit?
Shit is punk, like stacking up the beds. Bought a bag last week and it was weak. So if you see my drug dealer, smack him in the head. Holler at your boy wildin' out up in Chicago, Illinois. Yeah, I'm slick with a quote, quick with a quip. Get a grip like a pistol equipped with a clip. My click will eclipse yours, lickety split. Got a spliff and a lit torch lick in my lips. Act reap what he sow. Reach for the sky, fell asleep in the snow. Then sneezed on the pile. My team finna go from deep in the cove to the peak. Get a globe in the blink of an eye. You can read what I wrote. Put the beat in the flow, finna keep me afloat. I'm a deviant soul, somebody feed me a roll.
Are you feeling it?
No.
Look, this nigga sold me some mid grade. I knew the difference is 10th grade. 10 speed riding, Arizona sipping sliding. Any bitch feeling this vibe, shit dilated eyes while I finger them privates. Turn it to a like, and I tell you how the pie tastes. A Pisces, why the dripping sip a post sight? Might be a knife in a cup, might die. Pay the price of a nigga, think they bout their life. Who the fuck got the ice, man? I'm too cold for life.
That do no justice.
I'm certain we're only violent cause of Bugs Bunny. Turning our allowance into drug money. This is dedicated to the kids that never made it. The prescription medicated generation getting faded. Rip a page out of history. Living enslaved to the system. Fuck justice, just finna puff my piff. Term spit with a firm grip on his dick. Middle finger up like bitch, like bitch. I be on top of this snake face, be rap game apocalypse. Steamer, I hop in it. Shirt from the thrift, bitch, I'm rocking it. Hollow tip, all of your politics black. Wear pussy ass rappers, y'all fool fools. Stay face click, we the motherfucking doo doo. Stepped off the stool, cut the motherfucking noose loose. 12 gauge bomb, hunting ducks, sipping goose. True, true. And who the fuck tryna step up? No flags, bar, you can lose up on a catch up. Been telling y'all since 9, been messed up. 30 round mag, about to lace your fucking neck up, bitch.
That look like punk shit, that look like punk shit. How the fuck I let them sell me some punk shit? That look like punk shit, I wouldn't touch it. That do no justice.